Our gracious Heavenly Father, as we gather this day, we rejoice in the privilege to meet together to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray as we sing songs, as we hear scripture read, as we look into the Word, that we would be reminded again of the importance of the coming of Christ to earth. And for any here who have yet to trust Him, that this might be the day they go from the darkness of being lost and without Christ to the light of the world, Jesus. And we do pray and ask all these things in His precious and holy name. Amen.
Isaiah 9, 1 through 7. But there shall be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has a light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden, and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor you have broken, as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle, tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Luke 2, 1 through 7. In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
All right, it's your turn to sing. We'll stand together and sing as we're able. 194, it came upon a midnight clear. 194, let's stand as we're able and sing together.
There's a song in the air, there's a star in the sky, there's a mother's deep prayer and a baby's low cry, and the stars rain its fire while the beautiful sing, for the manger of Bethlehem cradles a king. There's a tumult of joy o'er the wonderful birth, and the virgin's sweet boy is the Lord of the earth. Aye, the star rains its fire where the beautiful sing, for the manger of Bethlehem cradles a king. We rejoice in the Lord, and the light echo the song, and the comes down through the night from the heavenly throng. Aye, we shout to the lovely evangel we bring, and we greet in his cradle our Savior and King.
Luke 2, verses 8 through 14. And in the same region there were shepherds in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
All right, for those of you who are our ringers, you know who you are. If you'll exit through the back with Miss Jenny and get ready for that. The rest of us will sing 227, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Let's sing together number 227.
Children will now play "Joy to the World."
Luke 2, 25 through 32.
Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, and he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel.
198, we'll sing together. How great our joy while shepherds watch their sheep by night. 198. While shepherds watch the sheep at night, glad tidings brought an angel bright. How great their joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Praise be the Lord in heaven on high. Praise be the Lord in heaven on high. There shall be born, so he did say, in Bethlehem a child today. How great our joy.
Through 16. Now when he heard that John had been arrested, Jesus withdrew into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and the shadow of death, on them a light has dawned.
203, good Christian men, rejoice. 203.
Good Christian men, rejoice with us. Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. was born for this. He has opened heaven's door, and man is blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this. Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye need not fear the grave. Peace, peace, Jesus Christ was born to save. Calls you one and calls you all to gain his everlasting hall. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save.
We're going to look actually as we close out at two passages that were already read. In Matthew chapter 4, we find the fulfillment of what was read in Isaiah chapter 9. I want to reread this. This is the beginning of Jesus' ministry publicly, now about 30 years old. And the scripture says, Matthew 4, verse 12, now when he heard that John had been arrested, John the Baptist, the one who was the forerunner, also prophesied, the one whom his father Zechariah in chapter 1 of Luke prophesies will be bringing after him, the Lord Jesus Christ, who would be that light that Israel had been looking for. So John had been arrested. He withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali. That was two of the northern tribes of Israel up near what would be to present-day Syria. So that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region in shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The same message that John the Baptist came on the scene proclaiming. And what's interesting, if you go back to the book of Isaiah and chapter 7 and 8, you get the context of where this prophecy is given. What is interesting is chapter 7 has another very famous prophecy, the virgin birth, chapter 7 and verse 14, where it's the prophet Isaiah gives the sign from God that the virgin will conceive and bear a son, and you'll call his name Emmanuel, which Matthew reminds us is God with us. But what's interesting, if you read back a little before that, Ahaz is now king of Judah. And Israel and Syria have allied to fight against Judah. And Ahaz has decided to get Assyrian help. But the prophet Isaiah comes to him and says, God will take care of you, just trust him. And Ahaz acts all spiritual and says, oh, I wouldn't ask a sign of God, because Isaiah says, God will give you any sign to show that he's going to do what he's promised. And your enemies, you won't have to worry about them. Just trust me, trust God. And he says, I won't ask for a sign. And so Isaiah gives that prophecy of the virgin birth anyhow. Why Ahaz doesn't want the sign is because Ahaz has already decided to use Assyria to fend off these others. And what it reminds us is those in darkness, as Israel was there, as Israel was in the coming of Christ, as the world is without Christ, is a world that fails to trust God. That's what it boils down to. We look at all the conditions, and we now have at least two different variants of COVID, right? We have an economy that who knows where it's headed next year. We have a world in disarray and in darkness. And it's amazing what people are looking to. Science, oh, that's going to save us. See how that's worked so far. You know, and I'm not boo-hooing or decrying medicine and things that God has given us to help us. But we see how baffled a little bug is to the whole world. And we're looking at science, we're looking at the medical world, we're looking at elected officials, we're looking at an economy, we're looking at money, we're looking at pleasure, we're looking at all these things to get us out of our darkness. And then we try to make our own efforts to cover our sin. We go to church. We do good things. We try to obey our parents, maybe, if we're having a good day, right? We do all these things we think will please God, and yet the Bible says, cursed is everyone that continues not in all the things written in the book of the law to do them in Galatians 3 and verse 10. And none of us has perfectly fulfilled the law. And so all of us, according to the Bible, are born in darkness. We are not born the children of God. We're not born good people. We're born sinners. We're sons of Adam, Jesus also, but because of the virgin birth, he does not have the sin nature all of us have inherited and demonstrate from birth. You take that little baby, parents, and what? It starts crying, and you check the diaper. Nope. I just fed him. Nope. Why are they crying? Because of their sinner. They want attention. You're not giving me enough attention, or whatever they're crying about. And we see them not having to be taught to lie, to blame others, to steal, to cheat. We have to teach them the opposite. We cannot please God on our own. We are all in darkness. But what Jesus does here in Matthew 4 is remind us, how is it that we come to the light? Well, Jesus mentions, first of all, that we need to repent. You know what that word means? It means to turn from the direction we're going, headed straight to hell because of our sin, deservedly so. And we do a 180 degree about face and run to God and to Jesus. And when John the Baptist preached this, he was preaching a baptism of repentance because he was saying, you're sinners, you need to admit you're sinners. And people were doing that when they're baptized. And then when Jesus came on the scene, what did he do? Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. There's the one you're turning to. You're turning from your sin, you're turning to Jesus. You must believe in him, you must trust him. He is the one who went to the cross and took your place. Why do we hang the manger over the cross in our auditorium? It's always to remind us. Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. He didn't come in the world primarily to give good teaching, which he did. He didn't come primarily in the world to do miracles, which he did. He came primarily because we needed a Savior. We needed one to take our penalty of sin. And being the perfect Son of God, he could die for our sin because he didn't have to die for his. So we must repent. We must believe in Jesus that his shed blood will forgive us of our sin. And then we have to receive him. John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the authority to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name. So if we are becoming the sons of God, obviously we're not born the sons of God. And so our trust, our dependence, if you see the word faith and believe a lot in the Bible, and many of you have heard me say it before, but it helps me to grasp it better too. Often you can put the word trust in that place. Who or what am I depending on to get to heaven? If the answer is anything but Jesus, it's a bad answer. And it won't fly when you stand before your Creator and your Savior. But when I say, I'm a sinner, I'm deserving your judgment, God, because I've rebelled against you. I've chosen to go my own way. But I am turning from my sin and I am trusting you and your shed blood on the cross to be the penalty paid for my sin. The Bible's clear. You then become a child of God. And John 8:12 reminds us, Jesus said, what? I'm the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness like Israel was, like America and the world is today, but what? Shall have the light of life, the light that brings life. He points to himself as the Savior. What, as Christians, is to be our response to this? Well, remember in Matthew 5, Jesus said what? You're the light of the world. Once Jesus left, he left behind his people to point to him. You're the light of the world. And what are we to do? We're to display the glory of God by the way we live. We're to live as Paul did, for me to live as Christ, realizing that I am Jesus' representative on this earth. I'm the one to point people to the fact that Jesus just wasn't born to give us good feelings and a day off work and passing presents around, but that he is the Savior that's come to bring people from darkness to light. And so as we close in prayer in a minute, I would challenge you, if you've not trusted Christ as Savior, take time to find someone here today, my wife or myself, the Johnsons, a friend that brought you, to share what it means to be a Christian, so that you no longer will be in that hopeless state of darkness, but you will have the light of life that brings eternal hope. And first, as believers, that we will think about the opportunities we have to shine out Jesus every day as we live and work and are in our community here in Kemmerer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful songs that you have given people the ability to write that brings praise and glory and honor to your name, that we could sing those together today and hear them sung. We thank you for your word that gives us truth, that prophesied the coming of Christ and then how he completely fulfilled that, not only in his coming and being born as we celebrate Christmas, but going to the cross Good Friday and resurrected Easter Sunday to defeat sin, death, and Satan, and to give to those that trust you eternal life. We thank you for this opportunity to remind ourselves of these truths. We pray as we go forth from here that we will celebrate Christmas with Christ at the center of it. We pray and ask all these things in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.